Colorado woman discovers husband spent $135,000 on OnlyFans while she battled cancer. Melinda Lamb, a 46-year-old pharmacist from Colorado, uncovered a devastating secret about her husband while undergoing chemotherapy for breast cancer. As she fought for her life, she discovered that her husband had drained their finances, spending $135,000 on OnlyFans. Lamb's discovery came in December 2021 when her credit card was declined while trying to pay for her son's karate lessons. Upon investigating their finances, she found that several credit cards were maxed out and $40,000 had been withdrawn from their savings account. One glance at the credit card statement revealed the source: repeated charges to OnlyFans. It says OnlyFans, 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 Lamb recalled. As she dug deeper, she learned that her husband had been financially supporting a content creator from Bogota, Colombia, who billed herself as the freakiest girl on OnlyFans. Her husband had sent large sums of money to this creator, even vacationing with her in the Dominican Republic. According to Lam, the OnlyFans model in question was revealed to be Laura Shine, aka Daniela Valencia, at Danielov 2000. The shocking discovery came at one of the most vulnerable times in Lam's life. Not only was it shocking, it was devastating, Lam said. Her husband's obsession with the platform and his relationship with the Colombian creator tore their family apart. Lam, who was already fighting a life-threatening illness, had to deal with the emotional fallout and financial ruin. By the time Lam confronted her husband, the damage was done. The couple's marriage quickly deteriorated. Lam and her young son moved out, leaving behind a life they had built. She is now in the process of filing for bankruptcy and finalizing her divorce, a direct result of her husband's spending spree on OnlyFans. In addition to the financial strain, the couple's relationship became physically abusive. In February 2022, Lam alleged in a court filing that her husband had assaulted her, slamming her head against a car window, and punching her. Shortly after, he reportedly assaulted their 5-year-old son during an argument, according to a police report from Aurora, Colorado. The violence escalated when, in March 2022, Lam's husband allegedly attacked her again, this time smashing her head against a mirror and attempting to strangle her. Lam managed to escape and sought medical help. Despite the abuse, Lam later dropped the assault charges, citing the overwhelming physical toll of her cancer treatment, which left her too weak to endure a trial. Lam's story highlights the darker side of the booming OnlyFans platform, where creators sell personalized content, often explicit, directly to subscribers. While the platform has been hailed by some as empowering, particularly for women looking to take control of their financial independence, it has also led to unintended consequences, including financial ruin and relationship breakdowns. OnlyFans, which earned $1.3 billion in revenue in 2023, has catapulted thousands of content creators into wealth, with top creators earning millions annually. However, for subscribers like Lam's husband, the allure of intimate, direct communication with creators can spiral into unhealthy obsessions. The platform's easy-to-use payment system, where subscribers link a credit card and can make purchases with just a click, can lead to reckless spending. Rob Weiss, a sex addiction specialist, explained how platforms like OnlyFans can fill an emotional void for users. It's like the drug addict who knows they're spending their kid's college fund but keeps going because they need that high, he said. In Lam's case, her husband's spending went far beyond casual entertainment, ultimately tearing their family apart. Lam, who underwent surgery to remove a tumor and is expected to survive her battle with cancer, described her husband's actions as the ultimate betrayal. What hurt most, she said, was dealing with the mess while she was focused on surviving a life-threatening illness. OnlyFans is making all this money at the expense of people like me, Lam added. It's just money in their pocket. They don't think about the repercussions. Although OnlyFans declined to comment specifically on Lam's case, the platform maintains that it prioritizes safety for creators and subscribers. Chief Executive Keely Blair has previously described OnlyFans as a real community where creators and subscribers engage in nicer, kinder, more supportive conversations than on other platforms. But for families like Lam's, the consequences have been far from kind. As Lam continues to rebuild her life, her story serves as a stark reminder of the potential harms that can arise from unchecked spending on platforms like OnlyFans. While it may offer an outlet for some, it has had devastating consequences for others.